Ladies and gentlemen, from the golden microphone of the EIB, it's El Rushbo, reminding you that unless I'm trapped in a drug-addled hillbilly heroin haze, I never listen to the promise of tomorrow. And now, liberal alert, here comes the colonel.
Oh, yeah. Just what the show needs, isn't it? An introduction by Rush Limbaugh. Somebody brought him aboard. Okay, that's fine. Everybody's welcome. And you're welcome back to the second half of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. In the last half hour, you were introduced to Shadi A. Guler. Dr. Guler, the founder and CTO and president of IntuVision, a computer vision R&D and product startup. Shadi A., incidentally, when I first saw her name, I've got to admit, I thought it was Sadie, because it's spelled S-A-D-I-Y-E. I don't know if you've ever heard that name before or not, but it was a new one on me. Anyway, she corrected me and says, no, it's Shadi A. And interesting where these names come from. Anyway, Shadi A., we're going to resume our interview with Shadi A. In just a minute. And, of course, we're going to get back later on in the program to Dr. Gerhard Klimek. He's professor of electrical and computer engineering and director for computational nanotechnology at Purdue University. You met him last week here on the program. He told us about the Nano Hub. That's in nanohub.org, the largest nanotechnology user facility on the web. Online simulation, tools like tutorials, seminars, complete classes, all sorts of different things, and we weren't able to finish the interview last week, so he's back this week telling us about how the content of that website is protected as far as intellectual property goes. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. But right now, we have to step over to our fountain of useless information we have here on the set to answer today's query. And, of course, we know the fountain knows all, hears all, sees all, and even tells all for a price. So we've got to rummage around here in the coin box and put some coins in the fountain to get him to open up. Oh, okay, here he is.
Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help you?
Okay, now we've awakened the spirit of the fountain. Try your hand at this one, oh spirit of the fountain. What future president was once U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and head of the CIA? A future president, once U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, later head of the CIA, and then president of the United States. Well, he had some other stops between there, too. So, who was he?
I have given you my answer. Now you may tell me.
Ah, as always, the fountain knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all for a price. The future president, who was once U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and head of the CIA, well, he later became vice president. Yeah, he was Ronald Reagan's vice president and became president George H.W. Bush, the father of George W. Bush, our most recent Bush. All right, back to our program. All right, we want to get back now to our interview with Dr. Shadi A. Guler, the founder and CTO and president of IntuVision. Shadi A. is the principal investigator on several U.S. government-funded video content analysis, and IntuVision's specialty is real-time video event detection and forensic video investigation technologies. And has received top ranks in government and organizational evaluations, including first place in video event detection evaluation run by the National Institute of Standards. Does a lot of work with the Department of Defense and in commercial systems. Let's pick up where we left off in the last half hour. I'm a little vague on this. I mean, right now we could put up a camera in any classroom and shoot the audience and shoot the teacher and go back and say, gee whiz, how's the presentation coming along? But your video analytics then actually discerns how much the students are absorbing by the way that the instructor is giving the information. Is that what I'm to understand?
It's very close. You know, you can always, this is a done practice these days that people do videotape their classroom during a session and then study those later, as you know, to see what are some key points to take away. And also, the teachers are encouraged to study teaching episodes of example classrooms to learn from that and to apply the same techniques in their classrooms. So this takes it one step further, and not only an entirely visual and qualitative experience, but more of a quantitative report.